It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. New Mexico's largest medical marijuana dispenser has won a legal battle with the state fair. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports U.S. District Judge James Parker ruled this week the New Mexico State Fair's prohibition on displaying the images from dispenser Ultra Health was unreasonable and unconstitutional. In 2016, the fair had refused to allow Ultra Health to exhibit photos and videos of cannabis plants and some of the tools used to grow the plants and produce medical products. The company was told to leave the fair by state police because of the exhibit's photos and videos. While the debate over funding a border wall with Mexico continues, money has already been allocated for several border wall projects, including a six-mile stretch of wall in the Rio Grande Valley. Construction starts this month in Hidalgo County, and as Texas Public Radio's Reynaldo Leaños Jr. reports, protesters gathered in Mission, Texas this week to march against the wall.
In front of a white church, about 40 people, including members of the Carrizo Comecrudo tribe, hold flags representing the Native American tribes gathered here. Some have traveled to Mission from as far away as South Dakota. Residents' new construction would start sometime this month. Then, last Friday, the federal government warned locals not to be alarmed if they saw heavy machinery rolling into town. Juan Mancias is a tribal chairman for the Carrizo Comecrudos. Mancias says his people once had villages all along the Rio Grande.
They haven't consulted with us because we're the original people of this land. We have the inherent right to this land. And those people that have come in afterwards, you know, they really don't know where the villages are.
He's concerned construction will disturb sacred burial sites and could potentially damage hidden artifacts. The contract to build this section of border wall was awarded to a Galveston-based company last fall. According to Customs and Border Protection, it'll be concrete and topped with 18-foot steel poles. 150 feet of land will be cleared on either side. After the prayers and song, the group begins their three-mile march to the National Butterfly Center. The new wall will cut this 100-acre wildlife preserve in two. More than half of the Butterfly Center's land will end up on the other side. Ava Leal is walking hand-in-hand with her 9-year-old daughter. Her husband carries their other child.
For us, it's a religious thing, and that being engaged and active in their community, that's a power that they have from a young age. And also it teaches them that their voice matters as much as everybody else's.
Leal has lived in the Rio Grande Valley for more than a decade. She's part of the Haudenosaunee tribe, and her husband is of the Carrizo Comecrudo tribe. Kat Christian is here all the way from Ohio. There, she had seen tribal leader Juan Mancias speak and was inspired to come see what was really happening on the border.
There's a lot of fear around it, kind of justification for things that when I get down here I see are not actually happening and that there's not really a need for a wall. We're just hearing such a different story up north.
Though according to CBP data, last year the Rio Grande Valley sector saw the most apprehensions of people who cross illegally compared to any other sector. There are more than 400,000 total apprehensions along the entire southern border. But last year's total number scales in comparison to previous years, when, at times, there were more than 1 million apprehensions per year along the entire southern border. It takes about an hour for the group to arrive at the National Butterfly Center. Over the weekend, the center received a lot of attention on social media surrounding an exchange between a local police officer and someone from the center. Mariana Trevino Wright is the executive director of the National Butterfly Center. She says an officer said they would no longer have access to their land south of a levee that runs through the Butterfly Center's property.
And that effective Monday, all of this was federal land. Obviously, the officer doesn't know what he's talking about because we are private property and the levee sits on private property.
The confusion doesn't surprise her. She's had trouble communicating with government and law enforcement about what exactly is going to happen to her land. Trevino Wright filed a lawsuit against the federal government but says it's gone nowhere. The march ends on top of a levee at the Butterfly Center with singing and prayer. Carrizo Comecrudo tribe chairman Juan Mancias says camps will be set along the stretch of the proposed border wall.
Well, the purpose is just to sit there and educate the public. They're welcome to come and learn what's really happening at the wall. They're welcome to come and see that they're giving up U.S. territory.
Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to Texas Public Radio's request for comment on the construction timeline for the wall and Mancilla's concerns about the preservation of artifacts that could be found during the construction. In Mission, I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr.